I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. First things first, a tip of the Hatlow hat to Dick Stout, treasure hunter and treasure author extraordinaire, for giving me the idea for this week's show. Dick writes a blog you should be reading called Stout Standards, and you can find it at stoutstandards.wordpress.com. He recently did a piece on using Google to find treasure, and in this show I'll start with his ideas and then add a few of my own. Dick says, quote, "I know most all of you use Google to research and find new places to detect. It is without a doubt the best search engine out there. I'm also guessing you pretty much do what I do, and that is to type in the name of your town, county, or state, and then add keywords like schools, churches, parks, history, etc. Anyway, let me suggest a few more words you might try. I can't promise they'll work for you, but they have provided me with a lot of leads to work on. If and when you give them a try, have a thesaurus or synonym finder on hand and see what substitutes you might also throw into the mix." Now, Dick has three sets of keywords. Here's set one. Old newspapers, early maps, memoirs, journals, traditions, outlaws, robberies, legends, early, and bygone. Here's set two. Tales, chronicles, folklore, myths, events, timeless, battles, forgotten, scouting, landmarks. And set three. Abandoned, celebrations, carnivals, amusement parks, swimming holes, centennial, pioneers, recollections, conflicts, and superstitions. Now, using these keywords in a string are going to get you a lot more hits than you want. For example, when I type in the words Old Central Illinois Amusement Parks, I get 3,390,000 hits. Don't think I'll look at them all. So here's trick number one for narrowing your results. Use quotation marks. When you type in a phrase or string of words like Old Central Illinois Amusement Parks, Google looks for sites with those words or some of those words or even just one of those words in no particular order. For example, I got hits like Amtrak Vacations and Best States to Live In when I typed Old Central Illinois Amusement Parks. Huh? You may have meant for the words amusement parks to mean amusement parks, but Google looks for sites with the word amusement in them, even if they have nothing to do with parks. And it also pulls up sites with the word parks, even if they're not amusement parks. So you get a lot of sites you have no interest in. Similarly, the words Central and Illinois will bring up websites with the word Central, even though they have nothing to do with Illinois. So let's try again, but this time I'm putting quotation marks around the words Old Amusement Parks and also around the words Central Illinois. The quotes make Google give you only sites with those words together. So I Google Old Amusement Parks in quotes, followed by Central Illinois in quotes, and now I get just 53 results, a whole lot better than 611,000. And these are really about old amusement parks in Central Illinois. Now we're cooking. Here's my other Google tip. Use the minus sign to get rid of hits you don't want. If you put a minus sign in front of a word in your Google search, Google will skip all the sites with that word. For example, let's go back to the search we've been doing and pretend we don't want any champagne parks to show up because I know my champagne parks. I'm just looking for more obscure parks outside of town. So this time I'll type my Google words the same way, old amusement parks in quotes and Central Illinois in quotes, but then at the end I'll add a minus sign and the word champagne. I hit enter and now I get just 39 sites. You can minus sign out as many words as you like and keep zeroing in on the information you need. So jump in and find some new detecting leads with Google. Again, sincere thanks to Dick Stout for inspiring this show. Thanks for listening, and for some articles on treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, if you buy my book and would like me to sign it, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.